Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Atletico Mince. I hope you are well and looking forward to the upturn in weather as spring approaches us. Imagine, if you will, that you were in a garden centre with a special someone, picking out some colourful young plants to enhance your garden, or maybe window box. A nearby water feature gives off some soothing sounds. All is well, calm and still. Suddenly, though, a small, sweating man trundles into view atop a mobility scooter, waving a rancid cod at anyone who dares to look at him. "I caught this for Series 3! He roars as people try to ignore his caterwauling, but fail. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome along my co-host, as ever, it's Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Bobby, you're looking pretty sloppy. Oh, Mr. Windbag, Britain's favourite tote rag.
I forgot to write the second bit of the intro. I've let us down.
It was powerful.
I've let us down.
Yeah, but it was powerful.
Maybe the listeners could send in their own alternative versions and we can award some kind of prize.
Okay, we could do that.
Or maybe not.
But did you hear the way I said powerful?
Powerful, very powerful.
That's how a Mexican would say it.
It's how a Mexican would say the word powerful.
Powerful. If you were in Juarez, yeah, just having a little sit down in an alley, a Mexican might come round the corner and say, "Do you want to see my steak kidney pie?"
To which the answer obviously would be yes, please.
Of course, yes, please. But I say, well,
see, gringo,
can you sell it to me? Right. And he'd say, "It's powerful." What? Powerful.
Powerful flavours. Powerful aroma.
All around powerful. So we're
this
in Sheffield.
This might be racist, but I wouldn't sit down in an alley in Mexico. I don't think I would trust what could happen to me.
I was looking at my son, with my son, at the world's most dangerous cities, the top 20 or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, about 11 of them were in Mexico. Not two.
Were they?
Not four.
Yeah.
About 11 were in Mexico.
Yeah.
So, I know what you mean.
I'm reminded of Florida, because I went there and I went to all the theme parks and that. And it's lovely. Yeah. But when I drove out of the airport, I took the wrong turning. And I ended up in an area that I didn't particularly feel as though I wanted to be in.
Yeah.
It didn't feel... have a nice day and happy. And
Why I always Mickey have an official stuff. Tour guide.
Do you have someone to take you around?
Yeah, well, we're here in Sheffield now.
We should mention that. Yeah,
I've got some lad outside, some Yorkie lad.
Yeah,
who's taking me
around? Showing you around.
Yeah,
been sitting in alleys with him, have you?
Oh man, parking in Sheffield, though, eh?
Nightmare.
Whoa!
It took me an hour and a half to find somewhere.
But it's a beautiful city.
Beautiful city.
And the people are...
Great to be here.
Powerful.
Powerful people.
Powerful people. Hey, Steve McLaren, yeah?
Right.
Been spending a lot...
No messing about there, straight in.
Straight in.
Steve McLaren.
Been messing about at home, spending a lot of time with Casper, you know?
Right.
Just what I believe they call chilling these days.
I think so, yeah. Chillaxing, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Casper's looking after him, because, to be honest with you, Casper reckons he's a bit down in the dumps.
Yeah.
You know, he's not set out, you know.
It's jobless at the minute, isn't he?
Yeah.
A purposeless Steve McLaren, is it?
It's a dangerous thing.
It's not a powerful thing.
Last Sunday, he took Steve to the local Toby Carvery.
Casper took Steve?
Yeah. Invited Mark Lawrenson as well, and Mark's nephew Jack Grealish. You know, it's just like a pick me up sort of, like,
that sounds nice.
Cheer him up.
Some of his bestest friends.
Yeah. I, of course, had one of my spies at the next table, luckily, and I can tell you what transpired.
Mm-hmm.
You interested?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Oh, what a lovely surprise, Casper. I have to say you are quite simply a joyous pipe of laughter, bubbles and sugar-sweet loveliness. When you do things like this for me, I fear my heart might burst into a thousand tiny pieces of paradise flakes.
Right, so are we ordering off the menu or tucking straight into the buffet? What do you reckon, Jack?
Well, I'm a bit worried about the distance to the buffet. You see, I'm carrying a very heavy hanky in my pocket, and it might cause an imbalance leading to a trip or a potential fall. It's a real worry in what is increasingly becoming a very real world.
Well, I could fetch yours for you, Jack, if you've got the quibbles. I'm a dab hand at getting maximum plate coverage. It's all about getting maximum height at the centre of the plate.
Maximum height? I don't like this.
I've got Johnny.
Brummy, I don't like the sound of that, Uncle Mark. I'm very much scared of heights, because if I fall, I might disturb the flow of my hair helmet.
Well, unbeknownst to my spy, Martin, from Home Under the Hammer, was sat at the next table.
Of course he was.
Hello, guys, I'm Martin from Homes Under the Hammer.
And the whole restaurant sang, Ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-Martin, do-do-do, Ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-Martin, Ma-Martin-tin-tin-tin-tin.
I couldn't help noticing that the young lad's hair helmet, what's it based on, though? Chewbacca? An avocado? A cycle helmet?
No, Martin, a woodlouse.
A woodlouse, you say? Well, that is unusual. A little bit different. But do you know what? I like it. Good luck to you with all your carved meats.
I would like to go up to the buffet. It's nice to get really close to the hot meat. And once I'm there, I can balance myself on the counter.
I tell you what, Jack, why don't you go up with me and we can link arms to keep you safe. The walk to the gravy station will be the worst bit, but you'll be safe with me and Casper.
Thank you, Mr. McLaren. I feel very reassured.
You've got to stop being such a soft lad, Jack. Why not just take the heavy hanky out of your pocket? That'll restore your equilibrium.
But I need my hanky, Uncle Mark, in case I get the sniffles in the queue. You wouldn't want me dribbling near the meat, would you?
No one dribbles over my pork, lad. Not even the wife.
Come on, guys. Let's just get in this queue.
So they all got up and joined the queue. Jack held on tight to Steve as they made their way to the counter.
Big British plate, please. Two Yorkshires, two sausage, two meats, turkey and gammon. And don't be shy with your knife. That turkey isn't asking for a shave. It's asking for an evisceration.
Small plate, please, for me. One Yorkshire for Casper to wear as a little hat. And one sausage so I can do my whose cock's dropped off joke. Turkey and pork, please. I do like the white meats.
Jack ordered his meats and piled on his veg, but then seemed rooted to the spot and unable to move away from the counter. Martin from Homes Under the Hammer was behind him in the queue, getting very frustrated.
Excuse me, young man. Could you move on to the gravy station, please? I don't want my Yorkshire puddings going on the droop. You only get 1 minute window before they start to droop and fall.
It's just the heavy plate has made me feel off balance. It's far heavier than my cotton hanky, and I'm scared if I fall if I move off. That gravy station seems a long, long way away.
Oh, come on, Jack, you're embarrassing me now. And in a British restaurant, which makes it 10 times worse.
Well, at that point, Casper raised himself up so he could act as a walking stick for Jack.
Oh, nice.
There you go, Jack. Just follow me to the gravy station and use Casper to keep you steady.
So Jack and Casper followed Steve closely on the long walk to the gravy station. Jack started to get the sniffles, and then halfway to the station, Steve threw his sausage on the floor and shouted,
"Whose cock's dropped off?"
Well, Casper saw it out of the corner of his eye and thought it was a mouse or perhaps a very short eel, and immediately chased after it. The tiny breeze created by Casper's whiplash movement, combined with the heavy hanky, caused Jack to start falling forward. He fell forward toward the gravy station and tried to grab onto one of the gravy cauldrons. As he fell to the floor, the classic gravy spilled all over his roadie bomber jacket. Martin was just behind him.
Hey, did anyone order woodlouse and gravy?
And the whole restaurant laughed as if they had heard something funnier than any funny thing that had previously ever been said. And that's the report,
Andy. That's the report.
Yeah.
That's a combination there of some of Britain's most powerful men.
Yeah.
All together in one place.
Martin, Mark and Steve.
Oh!
That would, like, if boy bands could be older.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got out.
I've sent in from Mike Ashley.
Oh, shit. Interesting.
Newcastle United owner. And he's doing some poetry for us, so I'll just play the WAV. See what we get there.
Thank you.
Oh, my name's Mike Ashley, Newcastle United owner. I've got some poems I want to read out for you. Here we go. All the Geordie boys, all the Geordie girls, eating up their dinner. Along comes Mike with a great big net and chucks it all in the river. All the Geordie boys, all the Geordie girls, frolicking in the snow. Along comes Mike, who shovels it up and chucks it all down an hole. All the Geordie boys, all the Geordie girls, eating a currant bun. Along comes Mike, who snatches them all and destroys them with his gun. That's my poems, thank you very much.
Well, nice of him to send that in.
Nice man, Mike Ashley there.
Do you know what his motivation was to send it?
I'm not sure. I think a message to the people of Newcastle.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like the theme is like, I'll shit on you.
I'll ruin your life. Well, yeah, I'll destroy everything you hold dear.
But maybe it's a metaphor.
And then scoff about it.
Yeah.
Might be, don't know. Hey, I was up the Asda earlier on here in Sheffield.
Up the Asda, see how fast the bastard falls.
Trying to get a yellow sticker item for me tea,
yeah,
as I like to do. It was the nearest one here, about 10 minutes over there. Pointing at the window there, boys and girls. So wasn't much on the yellow sticker shelf, to be honest. Bit of hummus, bit of Hazlitt. But I had Hazlitt for my lunch earlier on,
so
I've left that. You can't have too much Hazlitt, I think.
Well, I don't know about that, but you go on, yeah.
Okay. So I wandered over at the bakery section. I'm having a look at the pies, fresh sausage rolls, and then I felt some hot breath on the side of my neck.
Oh, someone too close.
His voice goes, seen you!
Oh, it's Jeremy Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn,
yeah.
Working in Sheffield in the Asda.
Right.
Couldn't see that coming. He says, seen you there, lusting after pastry again, are you, you dirty northern goblin? I says, I'm just trying to get a snack. You know, it's not a crime. He says, it will be when I'm in charge. I says, good luck with that. He says, what was that? What did you say? Nothing. You know, it's nothing. What are you doing here anyway, Jeremy? He says, new job. I needed something quick. I'm already running this area. And he points across to the next bit in the bakery, which is where they do personalised, what they call cake toppers.
Oh, cake toppers,
you know,
right.
The thing you take a photo in and they'll put it on a birthday cake, personalised, all that. He says, face cakes. He says, I'm the new face cake king. Bosh! Getting quite excited.
Sounds like
it. Job. I says, nice, you know, good for you. And I was starting to feel like a challenge was coming, because that's what he does, isn't it, really? He says, what's your best face cake? Hey, laddie, what is it? And I've never bought a face cake before, Bob. I've never done it. I don't know, so I just blurted out two. Just try and keep Mappy. I don't know if that's...
Oh, it's number of face cakes you've made.
I thought so. Or number of face cakes you've bought, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was panicking at this point. I just says two. He says, ha, useless, ask me mine, go on, ask me my best face cake. I says, what's your best face cake, Jeremy? He says, 8, the Crankies, my mum and dad, Dennis Bergkamp, Mariah Carey, and there was a bit of space at the bottom, so I did the Crankies again, but smaller. So it's actually how many faces you get on one cake.
Right.
So I mean, 2, I was never going to stand a chance, was I, with that? I mean, I think that's just 6, because he's done the Crankies twice.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'd still beat mine.
So I let him have it.
Yeah.
And then a woman come in wanting a Keir Starmer kick.
Yeah.
And he went bright red, said something about he was due for his break or something.
Right, ran off.
So I got some sausage rolls and fucked off out of it.
Would you like a Keir Starmer cake?
Have you got one?
No, I just wondered if you would like one.
I wouldn't say no.
Wouldn't say no. Who's the fellow, Adrian Child's cake? That would be quite nice.
Oh, that would be quite, that would be more like a dog meat cake, I think.
That's not very nice.
That's just the vibe I'm getting, you know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here we are backstage on our live tour. We are in Leeds. We are in the bowels of the City Varieties. And we thought we'd do a little report. Is it a report?
Yeah, I suppose.
Is it a vlog or is that
visual?
It's not a vlog. You have to be able to see yourself. Oh, there's a giant walking above the floor
upstairs.
Yeah,
it must be Richard Osman, I imagine.
Maybe Richard Osman probably looking for something to...
So did you enjoy that show, Andrew?
Well, we've just done the 6:31 in Leeds. I did enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah?
I wear a shirt in the show. I don't want to give too much away, but I wear a shirt in it, and it feels as though the shirt is just about at breaking point.
Yeah.
And if you've seen the show, you'll know what I'm talking
about. It's like a second skin for you, isn't it?
Well, I think it's the lifestyle of being on the road. I tend to not look after myself.
Is that the biggest
Nutritionally, the same way I would if I was at home.
Is that the biggest your belly's ever been? I don't think I've ever... I've never seen you in that shirt, man.
I think the shirt gives it a new dimension.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just mask it better in looser clothes the rest of the time.
Well,
it's all out there, isn't it? I'm proud that I've not held back.
Looks like you've been eating clothing.
Do you think clothing?
Yeah, or wadding, or ballast, or something.
I was going to say, like cement. Maybe he's like wet cement.
Yeah,
and it's not coming out.
What's your favourite paving surface? Do you like smooth cement paving stones, brick paver?
Maybe
you like tarmac.
No, I like tarmac. I like tarmac. It takes us back to the time when I'd ride my bike around on tarmac. There's no better surface for riding your bike around.
Beautiful,
than
isn't
tarmac.
It?
You can get a good wheelie going with tarmac. Although you can get a wheelie going with other surfaces when you get that little bit of bump that gives you just enough.
Yeah, to get do you remember when it used to melt in the hot summer '76?
Yeah,
was always quite something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you'd put a marble in it.
Yeah,
and it would set, and the marble would be there forever.
You won't.
It was a great feeling.
So that's your favourite road surface. Yeah. What's the favourite town we've visited up to now? Do you have? You know what you're wanting to say?
So far, where have we been? We've been in Leeds, Brighton, Bristol, London,
Nottingham. Maybe no.
We haven't been.
None been there.
No, I'm not going to include that.
All right.
Probably Leeds, I reckon. So far,
I have a waterproof hat.
Yeah.
You know that I have a waterproof hat.
Yeah.
Are you jealous of it, or is it just passed you by and you couldn't give a shit about my waterproof hat? Waterproof bobble hat.
Yeah, I've not got one. If you were to present me with one now, not necessarily yours, if you were to present me with one now, I'd take it.
Yeah, you should.
In the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out and buy one myself, but I've got a nice, what do you call it? You call it a dut, I think, where we're from.
Yeah.
A nice woolen hat.
You're a dut.
Thanks. Hasn't got a bobble on. But it's a dut.
It's
in my pocket.
I thought that was a beanie.
I don't know. I'll put it on. Tell us what you think it is.
Well, I'll tell you honestly. I mean, the truth is, Andy, I'm
I'm preparing for a new show I'm doing with Jim,
right,
called 60 Plus Survival, right, where people aged 60 or over go and try and survive.
There you are.
What's well, it's all right, isn't it?
Would you call it a dut?
I would call it a beanie.
Would you call it a beanie?
It's a bobble hat without a bobble, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So you wouldn't have called that a dut?
Nope.
In Middlesbrough.
I've never heard of a dut.
No, fair enough.
It sounds something like a stubby little 1-inch long shit that comes out.
Do you want to get back the year over 60s thing you're doing? So, what is it, telly?
Yeah, well, I know, I think we're going to do it on YouTube.
Right.
So we have to survive 5 days. We can take 10 items each. 10 survival items.
The woods?
No. That would just be going camping, wouldn't it?
You just said surviving, so you say it would be somewhere where you wouldn't have like electricity in there.
No, we won't have electricity. Have you not seen these shows? So we'll be
in your garden.
No, we'll be in like the west of Scotland, where they do the SAS thing or somewhere we'll be dropped off with our items, and we've got to survive 5 days, no food. We've got, survivalism.
Right. So the over 60s.
For the over 60s, yeah. 60
plus. Will you take lots of vouchers and coupons and that?
No, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So we'll have to try and catch fish, eat herbs and spices. Find spices.
I'll give you 9 hours.
Oh, do you think it'll be that bad?
There'll be like a panic button you can press for the production team to come and rescue
you. No, there's just me and Jim.
9 hours.
We're going to film that ourselves.
You can do it yourselves?
Yeah.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Is that a website, is it?
YouTube's a website,
I think. I'll forget that then.
You want to? No, you should try YouTube.
Is it good?
You can search and it comes up with stuff.
Is it stills or moving images or what?
Mainly stills.
Stills. Do you remember Bread and Dripping?
Yeah, I used to like it. I'm not just saying it. I did.
I was trying to have a nap this afternoon because I normally do when we're on tour, and I couldn't get to sleep because I was thinking about Bread and Dripping.
Ladies and gentlemen, the house is now open. Please do not cross the stage.
House is now open. Welcome, burglars.
Were you planning to cross the stage?
Do you know what? I was planning. I might cross it when there's two or three people.
I was because one of my props is out there. And I need it.
I think it's quite nice to cross the stage.
I'm going to go up and cross the stage.
Yeah, do it, because it's the first few people who are in are really keen, aren't they?
It's a nice little bonus for them, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Shall I get my knob out?
No, you know, there's nothing in what I said that suggests you should get your knob out, Andrew.
Anyway, back to Bread and Dripping. I couldn't get to sleep because I was thinking about Bread and Dripping. And I thought the closest I've had in recent years to that was in a Morrison's breakfast where I got fried bread, but that's not the same, is it?
No, it's nothing like it.
Nothing
different,
like,
isn't it?
Fried bread, now, to even someone like me with the tits and everything, it's unpalatable.
Oh, you don't like it?
Nah.
Maybe
it's too much.
It's
too greasy. But give me Bread and Dripping now. Yeah. The choice of that or a waterproof bobble, I'll take the Bread and Dripping.
I mean, there's a lot of people would say these days, Andrew, that the beef dripping would be the healthiest part of that rather than the bread.
Yeah.
It's a very natural product. You know, it's funny you saying it was unpalatable. I really like cheap fried bread.
Do you?
You know, from the breakfast bar at Marriott or something.
Yeah.
But the truth is, what I like is the taste of the tinned tomatoes on it or the beans.
Yeah.
If I did bite into it on its own, it's
too much. It's got to be a kind of a layer of preparation for something else.
It's a beautiful food though, in my mind.
It is. But I might try and get, there's going to be like Bread and Dripping on the menu in gastro pubs soon, if not already.
Yeah.
I've had a massive email from Peter.
When you say massive,
it's really long.
Right. Because I mean the soundtrack is 13 minutes long. Do you think it'll go beyond that?
No, I hope not. Shall I crack on with it?
Go.
All right, Bob. Speaking to you today from my hotel room, just off the A1 somewhere near Bishop Auckland. It's quite a nice room, really. It's got a carpet with swirly, oh so swirly patterns on, turquoise and sort of peach coloured. And if I stare at it long enough, I can imagine it is a shoal of tropical fish swimming and playing in the Adriatic Ocean. The only problem with it is that it is giving off a very strong smell of biscuits. dog dead. It also has a TV with 7 channels plus some foreign channels that I won't be watching, I expect I'll probably get into trouble for not watching them in preference to good old ITV. A waste paper basket is unusual. It's made of a very light metal, maybe tin. I am not much cop, you know, when it comes to metal categorisation, like, but and it has an image of a horse and carriage on it. It made me think of the day of my marriage to my darling wife, because we hired a horse and a carriage to drive us from the church. To be honest, the day was a bit of a disaster, really. I should have known it might go wrong when we went to see the vicar a couple of weeks before the wedding. He started off asking us, you know, if we had any questions and worries, you know, that sort of thing, like. So the wife was straight on it.
Yes, vicar, I will want the altar decorated with hen's eggs, and I will be carrying a bouquet of boilers. I trust that is all okay with you.
The tradition we adhere to is to have flowers adorning the altar.
Well, that won't be the case with me, as I have an allergy to flowers. They make my ass fork an itch, so no thank you.
Well, the main thing I need to ask you is if you are sure that you love each other and are ready to commit to each other for the rest of your lives.
Yes, he does. And yes, he fucking is. Now, I won't be promising to obey Doyle Boy during the question and answer bit, so you need to take that one off your fucking card.
Well, that's fine and not unusual these days. Now, have either of you been married before?
No chance. My darling fiancé is my first and my only love.
And what about you, Miss Chapman?
Yes, twice. But both turned out to be bottled farts. One of them couldn't even poach an egg without making the white part all stringy. To be honest with you, vicar, he was a right dozy fork and half wit.
Have you thought about which hymns you might want for the ceremony?
I like that one by the Beatles, you know, Hey Jude.
Don't be daft, Peter. That's not a hymn. No, we shall have Angels by Robbie Williams and the Dirty Fortin Dancing Song.
Now, may I just alert you to the fact that my church does not allow any overt displays of flesh when it comes to the wedding dress.
What are you saying, Vicky? You mean I can't have me fronties hanging loose? Peter, tell him how important it is to me to have me fronties dancing down the aisle.
You know, it is a very crucial detail, Vicar. Could you not bend the rules for us, like, on this occasion?
No, I'm afraid it's a strictly enforced rule.
Right, come on, Peter. Let's knock this joker on the head. I want me vow spoken in the presence of me fronties. This clown can stick himself up a horse's fork and ass, as far as I'm concerned.
So, that was that day, and we booked a hotel venue for the wedding. The morning of the ceremony, we had separate rooms in the hotel. I had arranged with the hotel to cook my wife a wedding breakfast tower, which consists of a circle of alternate fried and poached cheese around the rim of the plate. A horseshoe-shaped six-egg omelette in the centre, with runny scrambled in the curve of the horseshoe, then an omelette hat on top. All kept hot on the way up to the room by covering it with a pair of the wife's blue satin knickers. So I took it up to the room and I knocked on the door.
Who the fuck is knocking on my door on my big fucking day?
Well, you know, for a laugh, like, I've put on a voice.
It's a room service for you, madam. All right, we'll come in and folk can hurry up about it.
No, I walked in with the wedding breakfast tower and I immediately knew I had fucked right up.
You dozy fucking midnight creeper. Don't you realise it's bad luck to see the bride's dress before the wedding?
I looked down at the floor and stared at the little metal flap, you know, that protects the electricity socket. It was nice and shiny, you know, like a little robot I used to play with as a child, you know. I keep it in the spare room these days. It has been a very good friend.
keep your beady little eyes on the floor and back out of here like you're presenting your saggy ass for surgery. Now go on, fuck off.
Then I saw John and I stayed in my room until the ceremony. At the ceremony, I was stood at the front of the
Fucking hell, it's long, isn't it?
I was stood at the front of the aisle waiting for my love to arrive. She had chosen "When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman" as her entry song. As soon as it struck up, I turned to see her dancing down the aisle, dragging her poorly granddad behind her. Her fronties were bouncing round like a couple of maras in the back of a van. It was quite a sight, you know, and I will tell you that for nought. Anyway, I did the bit where I promised to a bear and supply her with hen's eggs on demand. And then we got outside the hotel and she threw a bouquet of boilers for the lasses to catch. Sadly, like, you know, with her extreme muscle density, the bouquet went very, very high and very wayward and landed on her granddad's head. It took him out of the game for a fortnight, like. Then she got in the carriage of the horse carriage and just as I stepped in to get beside her, she said, "Fuck off, you clown. You can ride on the back of the horse. This is my fucking day." But love meant to ride together, side by side, you know, for better or for worse.
Fuck that. You also promised to fucking obey me, so get fucking to it. What's the fucking horse called?
Poachy, I thought you would like that.
Yes, I do. It's a nice touch, Peter. I shall enjoy watching your bent legs bobbing up and down on Poachy. Now fucking get to it.
There you go. That's what the waste paper basket has made me remember. I think I'll stop staring at it now. Dog dirt. One Peter Beasley. The only one, Peter Beasley. I'll see you, Bob.
So, Peter's wedding day. That was a nice bit of insight. Beautiful.
Hey, only 9 minutes. It wasn't that long.
I hope they had a nice day anyway.
I thought it was only halfway through. I thought there'd be more. Honeymoon, something like that. The reception.
Maybe, that's, that, maybe next time. We might find out next time.
Maybe next time.
What happened?
Do you want some penguin news?
Oh, well, you're just going to disappoint me.
Do you want some?
I would love some penguin news.
I haven't got any, sorry, Bob.
Oh, thank you. I might bring me up.
I forgot to look. Basically,
bring me on penguin
news. There might be some. I just didn't bother finding it, so I'll try next time. I mean, you know, I've had a lot on, basically. Oh, anything else we want to do?
No, that's all from me, Andrew.
Is that all you've got?
That's all I've got. But that's a nice podcast, isn't it?
It felt all right, didn't it? Yeah.
You know, that's something. So tonight we're on at Sheffield.
Yeah, we're going there. I think it's sold out.
Nice.
So it'll be nice to see all the people.
There's still some tickets for somewhere.
Newcastle on the 6th and 7th of March.
Yeah.
Glasgow on the 8th, Edinburgh on the 9th, and then Cardiff on the 27th of March.
Yeah, they'll have to be quick though, folks, if you want
to
take
it. Not many left. All the others are sold out, unfortunately, but looking forward to seeing you all if you're going to come see us.
Yeah, it's a right laugh, isn't it?
It's great, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, folks.
That's it. Ta-da. See ya.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.